All right. So in the room we have Wanawit Ahuputra, Fuad Bajwa, Olga Cavalli, Paradorn, Atish Shukol, Guru Acharya, Wolf Ulrich Knobin, Don Hollander, Graham Bunton, Chris Seaburn, Avri Doria, Yasuchi Kitamura, Shen Ojeji, Matthew Shears, Donna Austin, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Elise Lindenberg, Lise Fu, Stephanie Duchino, Eduardo Diaz, Pitian Konampatana, Phil Corwin, Chuck Gomes, Peter Van Rost, Flamena Popova, Yap Arkahus, Mark Carville, Amar El Sadr, Alan Greenberg, Alan McGivory, Stacy King, and that's it. For staff, we have Marika Konings, Bernard Turcart, Barry Cobb, and Bart Boswinkle. We're all set, Liz. Off to you.
Well, thank you, Grace. This is Lisa Fuhr. I'm the chair of this call. And welcome to everyone to the fourth meeting in our working group. I've seen a lot of activity on the email list, and I think that's good. I'd like to start with please remember when you talk, you state your name and your affiliation. And as a small practical thing, we could also do it when you check into the room. I see a lot of people are doing it, but on the Adobe room, it would be nice to have your affiliation too. I didn't do it myself, but if we can remember that to next time. I have to tell you that our next meeting has to be moved due to availability to the chairs. So it's going to be moved to Tuesday, October 4th. We will repeat this. This will be at 1400 UTC instead of Thursday. We will repeat this later and write it to you. So I'm sorry for this, but there's no other way we can have the call. So I'll go on to the next item, note from the last meeting and the review of the action items. And we had an action item on principles that was to send out a draft to the list for comments. And Martin Boyle, myself and Bernie were to do an updated document with suggestions. We have a point on that later. The working group members and participants were to identify which subgroups they wanted to participate in, and all groups has been people volunteering for those. And we had to do work with Alan on the triage, and that's also been done. And we had staff to do a specific item for the triage and update the slides. This has also been done. And we had staff to send out further details about face-to-face meeting. And I'm very pleased to inform you that almost everyone can make it, and it looks like all the visas are done. Sorry. I see on the line the meeting is moved to November 4th, not October, sorry. Yes, I'm slow. I have to do a lot of looking at the screen and my notes, so sorry for confusing about the dates. Well, but the face-to-face meeting in Germany is going to have all the members, and there's going to be a lot of participants too. So I think that's very good. Everyone were able to make it in the end. We have one that's going to have an alternate, but it looks like that has been worked out fine too. So for the next item, that's the second reading for the proposal on how to structure the work. And, we've sent out a proposal for the work structure, and there's been some comments on the email list. And we have answered some of the questions, and we can answer more here, and we'll have a discussion. Well, the dates, that's only an initial suggestions to make that clear, and we will have it as a document that will be alive, and it's more to get a structure and get us going. So, and we will try on each meeting to review the schedule after we've done this. We can't do it this meeting, but the other meetings we'll try to have a review with the staff and how far we've been on the work. And then there is a proposal on a refinement of the structure for the RFP 3. And we have a proposal that we split it into contract management for the IANA functions contractor and the root zone management. And I think we should discuss this split after Bernie has gone through the slides that's been alternated. Grace, can you put up the slides? And Bernie, are you ready?
Yes, I'm uploading the slides. There you go.
Yes, ma'am. So for those that saw these last week, there are very few changes, so I'll just run through this quickly. Grace, can you make the slides shareable, or I can't seem to move them.
Better?
Thank you.
There you go.
I'm hoping it will be. Okay. Won't go through the goal here. We relationship out ICANN availability. These are the existing blocks in the RFP. That hasn't been changed. We're still working to the structure of the RFP. Minor adjustment here in section 3. Back. In that we're proposing the breakup. There's been some discussion of that on the list. No
Bernie,
changes to one.
Excuse me.
The slides are not moving along as we unsync them. We'll sync them again, and if you look at the arrows at the bottom of your screen, you should be able to move them back and forth so everyone will see what you see. You see the
okay.
Two arrows at the bottom?
Well, I'll go back then. We should be at the beginning slide.
We are.
Okay, second slide. Are we all good? So the objectives didn't change. The relationship to ICANN accountability review process, no changes. Structuring the work according to the RFP, no changes. Proposal to structure the work according to the RFP, no changes. Parallel optimization, the only change is in Section 3. And also, instead of chunks, some people didn't understand the concept of chunks. So the idea behind chunks was just does not require any further breakdown. No changes to Group 1. And the work has begun. We can talk about that later. Two goes into 2A and 2B. Oops, mixed up in the slides there. And we added 2C after the call last week for the triage of the NTIA IANA functions contract. Section 3 is where we're proposing to split it up into 3A or based on SSAC 68 description of NTIA oversight and accountability responsibilities into the contract administrator or the IANA contract. and 3B, NTIA as Root Zone Management Process Administrator. 4, transition implications. There have been no changes here. Delivery to be determined. And really, we're looking at this being done in parallel while we're developing options in Section 3. Section 5, NTIA requirements. This work should only be a final sanity check to produce the text conferring this requirement once 3 and 4 is completed, so no changes here. Community process, again, 6, no changes. We've changed the name from chair to of the subgroups to rapporteur, given that it could have confused people in relative to the responsibilities. So really we're talking about someone who simply brings back the work output of the various subgroups and the references. So that those are the changes and the presentation. Back to you, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, any questions, remarks for this? I saw some of you on the list have you didn't really like the idea of splitting the item 3 into 2, but any comments on that? Yeah. Amr Elta.
Hi, thanks. This is Amr. I was just wondering if rapporteurs would also meant to sort of play the role of coordinators or chairs for the subgroups, and whether there will be a decision now or when the subgroups start to do their work on whether there will be additional calls for these subgroups. Thanks.
Actually, I find it's up to each subgroup to decide on how they would like to work, if they want to do it by calls or by the email list or whatever. I've seen suggestions for each subgroup having their own email list, and I don't know if that's a way to do it. But I know that the role of the rapporteur is people didn't want it to be called the subgroup chair, so this is a rapporteur role. And it's also up to the group. Do you want the rapporteur to be the one driving the work or pushing the work forward in the group? And I think it's very much, of course, some of the groups are quite large, and it would be good to have someone being in charge of getting the work done. So it could be the rapporteur. Any comments on the rapporteur issue? Very quiet today out there. Okay, Eduardo?
Thank you. This is Eduardo from ALAC. I think, I understand the role of the rapporteur of being somebody that will report, but somehow this group needs some kind of, if you don't want to call it a chair, somebody that is driving this, so there's some kind of an agenda and order and try to be like maybe a coordinator or something like that, rather than a chair. Like, if you want to call it a chair, because somehow somebody has to coordinate this group. Thank you.
Yes. Any other comments on having a coordinator? Greg Chatton.
Hi, this is Greg Chatton for the transcript. I also think it's important that there be someone who's doing more than just the rapporteur job of taking back the work product. Sorry, I didn't catch the discussion of the rapporteur chair issue on the email list, but I think that if chair somehow to some people meant too much, rapporteur I think is means too little in terms of responsibility. It'd be nice to think that each group is kind of like a string quartet where there's no leader. In reality, the first violin is the leader. And here, there really needs to be someone. And I think that especially in the larger groups, the role of the chair in trying to recognize consensus as it's forming and trying to and to provide, you know, structure to the calls and to the discussion without being overbearing or trying to lead to a particular result. That's the chair's idea of a good time. That's the role of a chair in a consensus-oriented process is an important one. If we don't want to call it chair, we need to call it something more, but I think rapporteur is kind of underselling the job. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Marika, you have your hand up?
Yes, this is Marika. I think it's actually building on what Greg said, and I think if some people have comments in the chat as well, that maybe each subgroup can indeed, you know, determine for itself whether beyond a rapporteur an additional role is needed, and you know, whether that role should be that same person that serves as a rapporteur or whether that should be a separate function. And I think looking at the subgroups for some of the larger groups, especially group three, there may indeed be a need to have a separate, you know, chair role or coordinator role for someone just, you know, managing meetings or discussions, while, you know, for some of the other smaller groups, maybe just having a rapporteur is sufficient, as I think a lot of the work is just happening on a mailing list and is being done in the form of different drafts. So maybe that is a path forward where either subgroup starts out with a rapporteur, but then also discusses whether additional roles need to be created, and if so, if those additional roles need to be filled by separate people, you know, without, of course, creating a huge administrative or bureaucracy to run the meetings.
Okay. Well, there's been suggestions of having each group deciding for itself, and I agree that we need a rapporteur, but if you find that the coordinated group should be separated from the rapporteur group, it's fine. I think each group should decide and to find out if you want the rapporteur to be a coordinator too or have both. So for me, it's not as much what we call it. It's just that we get the work done and we have someone who's responsible of reporting back to the group and to have the subgroup work so we have an outcome for each meeting. So, yes? Any more comments on this? Doesn't seem like it. So I think we decide that every subgroup has to find a rapporteur and a coordinator. This can be the same person, but if you want two, it's fine. We just need to know that the rapporteur has to report to the group, the whole group, and the coordinator has to ensure that the work is moving forward within the subgroup. Okay. I don't know if you think we've discussed the split of item three thoroughly enough, or you're fine with it. And let's go and see how it works. We'll have this for comment and final decision on the next call. But I think we should work after this structure until the next meeting, unless anyone else comes with another suggestion at the moment. Okay, well, any more? Last call for anything on the proposal on the structure of the work. I think we move on then to the principles, the new draft. And we've sent out an email with two documents attached because there was a request for a document containing the list of the principles from the NTIA and from the ICG. And that has been made and sent out. But in the same email, Martin Boyle and I have been drafting a set of principles and or criteria to kind of have a review of the proposal this group ends up with. So this is meant to be a help to ensure us that whatever we end up with is taking all the aspects that we need to, it's covering all the aspects we want to have covered and to have the principles laid out. I don't know, maybe Grace, I went to this very fast. Can you bring up the principles for...
Sure, I'll do that right now.
On the, I think we should bring up the ones that Martin and I did. It's not that I want a big discussion on this. I just want to have a short presentation of them. And then I think we should do... we should do a lot of the comments. We should do the comments online on the email because we need to move forward and have a look at the material that we want to bring forward and not too much on the principles. We can do that also on the face-to-face meeting. We don't want to get too deep into procedures. We want to have things done and then review it and see how it's going to work. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. If,
give me 1 minute. I'll upload it.
Yeah.
Second.
Yeah. But I can do a further presentation because what we mean is to have the outcome, principles for the outcome, and I think the principles that we had laid down from NTIA and the ICG were more the process, the principles for the process that this group should work within. So it's this is more like a sanity check. Did we have all the, did we take care of all the issues we thought were important for the work? Or for how we want IANA to be in the future. And we also put in there is a difference between how the CCTLD works and the GTLD works. And I think this is going to be also an important part of the solution. So... well, this is very, very small, but I hope you all have had a chance to look at them. If anyone has initial comments, you're free to present them now, or you can do it by email. But I would only have a discussion for like 5 minutes on this because I think we should go to the other. That's the status on the work. Anyone has a short comment? Nope. Okay. We'll move on to the status on the work. So as far as I am informed, there hasn't been any rapporteurs appointed yet to any of the groups. But I don't know if any of the participants in the group one has a status on the work. Alan, I can see you're in the call. You were in that group. Do you have a status on the work? I can see Chuck raising his hand. Chuck, go ahead.
Thanks. Alan's in. This is Chuck Combs from the Registry Stakeholders Group. the Alan is in Busan and only has does not have voice access.
Oh, okay.
He's just in Adobe and in Adobe only.
I see that
so,
now.
He asked me if I would give an update. And you did ask, you. Let me make sure because I didn't hear your comment fully, Lisa. You're looking for an update for 1, 2A and 2B.
Well, if the, it's the same group, we'll have for 1 and 2A and 2B. But if it's not, we can. If you can do all, it's fine.
Okay, I want to make sure I was talking about the right thing. Okay, so I will first of all, I think it does make sense, although we haven't heard back from all of the volunteers yet on this, because I just sent them a message yesterday in this, that it will make sense to combine 1, 2A, and 2B, because there are an awful lot of connections between the three sections. I sent late yesterday a draft of Section 1 that is still being, as that at that time was still being edited by one of our members in a very comprehensive edit. That editing has now been done, but the subgroup itself hasn't had time to comment and discuss on our email list that was created yesterday. So it's not ready for discussion yet, but I at least wanted to send a document that if people want, they can get an idea of what Section 1, a good idea of what Section 1 looks like. Most of the rough work has been done for Section 2A, some of the editing has been done as well. There are a couple of pieces still to do with regard to the CCNSO input on that in that section. And then the work on 2B, quite a bit of work has been done on that, but a full rough draft has not been finished quite yet. Once it is, it'll be edited, and the subgroup will be asked to discuss it on the list. With regard to targets, obviously we've already missed most of the targets in the work plan. It should be no problem having a subgroup reviewed document for 1 for our next meeting, although now that it's Tuesday, that makes it a little tighter. So we'll see on that. But I think that's doable if the people in the subgroups will be responsive over the next few days. With regard to 2A, again, the Tuesday, change to Tuesday will make it more challenging, but 2A, I hope, by the end of the week or early next week, will be in pretty good shape for subgroup review. I'm not sure it'll be ready for to distribute to the full CWG list. And I hope by our Tuesday meeting of next week that the 2B will at least be in review by the full subgroup, but I'm sure it won't be ready for the full CWG group to take a look at. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer those.
No, I think I have only one. You haven't chosen a rapporteur or a coordinator, but you seem to be moving good, so it's fine. But it would be nice if you choose one within the next couple of days. So,
thanks, Lisa. This is Chuck again. We understand that with Alan busy in the Plenipot in Busan, he kind of started off as what we might call coordinator and rapporteur, at least the way I understand the terms. But it's been much more difficult for him to do that while in Korea. So we have not formally done that, but I think he has asked me to kind of pick up where he's been unable to do it, and I think we're functioning right now fairly well. We'll see, because just 4, 5, 6 people were added to the subgroup just yesterday, and so and the email list was just created late yesterday for the combined 3 areas. So we will do that, but in the meantime, I think we're it appears, at least from my perspective, that we're moving ahead.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I think you, it looks like you've done a very, very good job. Any questions or remarks for Chuck from the group? Nope, doesn't seem like it. Yeah. Well, the next group is number 3, proposed post-transition oversight and accountability arrangement. Who will talk about this group and the status of the work? Awfully quiet. I don't know who are in that group. Just a second. No volunteers? Yeah, Eduardo?
This is Eduardo from ALAC. Just to mention in that group, basically the conversation that has happening during, you know, through the emails is that about splitting the group in two. The work of the group in two.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
A status that we haven't started is also a status. So for me, it's just that the whole group, the big group, knows what the subgroups are doing. So I think we've formed and people were eager to have this work in parallel with group 1 and 2. So that's why I'm asking if we have anything from that group. But it doesn't seem like it. And I think for all the groups and for the sake of informing back to this group, I really urge you to find a rapporteur and a coordinator as soon as possible. Greg, you have a comment?
Greg Shatton, with regard to subgroup 3, I would say that, you know, there's a lot of spirited discussion on the mailing list of the shape of the proposal for the future. Not entirely clear to me whether every participant in those discussions is a member of the subgroup or not, and it's proceeding rather organically. But there are, you know, definitely discussions of the substance of the proposals that number 3 would take on. Most lately, a lot of discussion of whether there would be an oversight council or other sort of accountability mm-hmm. oversight body, and what the composition and the roles of the that body would be. We probably do need, as you say, to have a rapporteur, coordinator, and someone to, you know, start driving the discussion toward in some more structured manner. Kind of take apart what's being said and look at the variables and try to winnow down the variables to conclusions. But there is certainly a spirited discussion at the moment. Thank you.
Any other comments to what Greg said? Yes, I have Chuck on the list.
This is Chuck from the Registry Stakeholder Group again. I'm going to back up a step. I want to make sure that we're all on the same page with regard to the contract triage subgroup, which is called 2C.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I definitely recommend that that be a separate subgroup from the combined 1, 2A, 2B. But I want to make sure we're all on the same page on that.
Oh, yes, I forgot that. Thank you for reminding. We'll take that after. I think we need to finish this subgroup 3, and then we'll go back a step after that. Greg, your hand is still up. Did you forget to take it down, or you want to say something?
Old hand.
Okay. Yes, any other on this subgroup 3? I see on the list that it's very important that we discuss the coordinator, but I would like to do that on the list, and I think the group 3 should have this done. And it would be very nice if this could be done by tomorrow at latest, that you've chosen your rapporteur and coordinator, because we need to have this... we need to have this going. So by the end of tomorrow would be nice. Any comments to that?
Lisa, this is Grace.
Yeah.
Hi, I just wanted to remind the group that I've created, so there's a one mailing list for subgroups RFP 1, 2A, and 2B combined. It's a joint mailing list. And then there's another mailing list for RFP 2C. And then, as noted in the chat, the decision last week was to have the RFP 3 group stay on the main CWG mailing list. So that's the status. So we have two small mailing lists that are publicly archived, and then the RFP 3 group will stay on the main list.
So it would be nice to have mailing lists for every group instead of having the whole group getting it. And then you can look at the list on in the archive if you want to see the discussions. Is that what you propose, Grace? Or
no, I was just giving an update to
okay.
What the status is currently of the mailing list. So there are two mailing lists, and Group 3 is currently on the main list. If anyone wants to change that, I can do that. But I just that's the update of the current status.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I'm trying to read the discussions on the chat while sharing this. But I see comments, Greg.
I just suggest that perhaps as a process point that for those discussions that are part of subgroup 3, maybe we can, when we title the thread for it, maybe we could just put the number 3 in brackets or something so that we can distinguish those that are part of that process from all of the other discussions that are taking place on the main list. I agree that we don't want to take it off to a sublist, since in essence it is the work of the group. But at the same time, if we can't tell the forest from the trees, we'll have a little bit of difficulty deciding if what we're discussing is part of the work of subgroup 3 or not. Thank you.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea. Amra?
Thanks. This is Amra. I was actually going to suggest something different than what Greg just said, and it's not so much a suggestion, just as a thought. I think for some reasons, I do think that our decision to keep subgroup 3 on the main mailing list is a good decision. There's obviously a great deal of interest on the work of this subgroup, I do believe it's the largest in terms of membership and those who volunteer to be on it. However, just a thought that it might be a bit confusing on when the work of the subgroups being discussed and when updates of other subgroups are being provided. I'm just worried that some of that might get lost in the middle, and I'm not sure if titling the threads is the best approach, and I was just wondering if folks have some thoughts on revisiting the decision to keep that discussion on the main mailing list or perhaps creating a dedicated list for that. Thanks.
Okay. Elise? from Lagarde.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay, now the mic is off and on, but okay, now thank you, it's Liz from the GAC. I think also it's important to have it on the main mailing list. As I said, it's a great interest for many people and you can follow it. And I also think it is very important to identify that this is part of the work of Subgroup 3. So, that's probably my comment for now. So it's not listed as different topics under the Subgroup 3 or legal matters or whatever we discuss, because now it's all over. I agree on that one. So we need just to identify the discussion as the Subgroup 3 discussion. Thank you.
I have Bart before Greg. So Bart.
Just say maybe you've seen it in the chat. Say there was the suggestion from Donna and an answer from Marika that staff may capture and summarize the threats on the list, and I think that's no problem at all, and we will start mapping these into the different kind of threats. The only thing is we have to keep a bit of a standstill in order to capture the previous discussion and then move forward. So maybe we can do it as of say 10 a.m. or right after this call. So we capture this and then we share it with the group as soon as possible.
Yep. Thank you, Bart. I see Greg again. Greg Shatton.
Greg Shatton again, for the record. Maybe as a combination of the various proposals so far, a subgroup mailing list could be created for subgroup number 3, and everyone on the main mailing list should also automatically be made a member of that mailing list, so it's a committee of the whole, but its work for archival purposes will be captured in a separate list. Thus, nobody would be excluded from the process, but at the same time, when somebody wants to look back to see what's going on, the mailing list would be in a separate place for posterity. Thank you.
I'll put myself in as speaker. I think that's an excellent idea. So you have both. You'll have the whole working group as a member of the mailing list, but you can separate the mails. Yeah, good idea. Anyone in comments for that one? It looks like people like the idea. Okay, then we'll have to move back to 2C, which I forgot. And 2C, that's a triage. Were you a part of that too, Chuck? You're going to do that for Alan too, or... Yes, Chuck?
Okay, this is Chuck from the registries again. No, I am not a part of that one. So I've seen what's discussed on the list, as everybody else probably has, but
yes.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Anyone else in that group? Marika, you have your... Yeah.
Marika? Yeah, this is Marika. It's just to note that Alan actually writes in the chat that he can report in the chat, so I think he's probably... typing up what the status update on that one is.
Okay. Yes. Oh, Alan just put a long report in the chat. Marika, could you read it aloud? I don't know if everyone is on.
Sure. So Alan reports that 2C has produced a draft, which I think is available on the wiki. The triage document has as its objective to identify issues which may need to be considered at some point in development of the transition proposal, so it can provide useful input into the elaboration of specific transition options and proposals. Work is continuing and more comments are welcomed. However, finalizing this work should not be a precondition to the development of proposals by RFP CWG3. Given the limited amount of volunteer time available and the fact that most RFP 2C members have also volunteered for Group 3, actual completion of this work can likely be deferred to allow efforts to be concentrated in SWG 3.
Thank you, Marika, and thank you, Alan. I've seen the work on the triads on the wiki, and it's very good, and it's nice that we have a starting point. And I certainly agree that we shouldn't make this slow down the other work we're doing. So, any questions or comments to the triage from the group? Not really. We have then group four, transitions implication, but I think these groups four, five, and six are to be they'll work on their issues later, because they're the transition implications are dependent on the proposal from group three. But I think it would be nice if the participants within these groups will, as the other groups, choose their rapporteurs and coordinator. So everyone have this as an action item. Anyone has any questions for this or comments? No. Doesn't look like it. Okay. Well, then we have the next item, and that's any other business. Here I can repeat that our next meeting is moved, and this is on Tuesday, November the 4th, and that's at 1400 UTC, and it's for 2 hours, like this meeting. I'm sorry about this, but there's no other way we can make it. Is there any other... Amra, sorry. Yeah.
Thanks. This is Amra. We're on any other business. Is this the last agenda item we have today?
It is.
It's still a two-hour call, right?
Yes. But if you guys, we don't need to sit for 2 hours if we don't have anything to discuss at the moment.
Okay. Well, I do have one point that would fit under any other business that I would like to bring up, which is the agenda for the face-to-face meeting.
Yes.
So far, on the mailing list, according to the last update we got from Grace, that agenda has not been determined yet. I think it would be a good idea for the group to start working on what we'd like that agenda to be, especially if we would like members who will be present to have sort of coordinated approaches to what the discussions what their input to discussions will be with their communities. I think this does need to be coordinated, and we do need time to do this. So I think it would be a good idea to work on the agendas as soon as we can. This hasn't been done yet. The second point I wanted to raise is on an earlier agenda item, which was the principles. And I know you said we should do this on list, but since we do have some time, I would just like to point out something that Matthew Shears said in the chat a little earlier regarding the oversight principle.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see if I can find the text here.
I'll go ahead and upload that document if you'd like.
Yeah, I think
okay,
it's
sure.
A good idea. You want to upload? That's a document that Martin Boyle and I have drafted.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay.
Under principle.
Put it up. I hope it's a little bit bigger than the.
Yeah, but I've got it in a PDF this time.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Under B2, I'm sorry, it's a principle B2, independence of oversight. It says oversight should be independent of the I. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the Word documents and not the screens. Yeah, there we go. Okay, independence of oversight. Oversight should be independent of the IANA functions operator and should assure the accountability of the operator to the global multi-stakeholder community. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a slight problem of having that in the principles right now, since this is, in fact, the issue that is being debated quite easily on the mailing list, whether the accountability of the operator should be through the global multi-stakeholder community or perhaps through a tighter reform. I mean, I'm not advocating one or the other right now. Mm. I'm just saying that this is something that shouldn't be a principle that we should be working. I mean, we shouldn't be under the assumption that this is a principle that we want to be working with moving forward just yet. This is something the group still needs to discuss further. So I just wanted to raise that point. Matthew Shears brought it up earlier in the chat, and I think he is correct.
Can I ask you a question regarding this? Because for me, there's two things in this one, saying that the IANA function should be independent, and there's the accountability towards the global multi-stakeholder community. So it's both that you think it's too early, or just one of them?
No, I think... unless there is disagreement on that the oversight should be independent, which I have not seen much disagreement on, I'm not contesting that. I'm contesting the second part of the sentence, which is accountability of the operator to the global multi-stakeholder community. And this, I think, is being discussed quite, it's dominated the discussion on the mailing list this past week since our last call, and I think maybe perhaps we should take that out of the principles and just wait until the group reaches some sort of consensus on how that should be.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. We can have a discussion of this now, but I also think it's very important that you do comment on it online too. Chuck is next, or...? Or was it Greg?
Greg was first.
He was first. Sorry. Greg.
Hi, Greg Chatton again. I would have answered the question you put to Amr in the opposite, and that the question of independence of oversight is not decided as opposed to whether the operator should be accountable to the global multi-stakeholder community. So maybe both parts are really still in discussion rather than kind of fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Greg. Chuck?
Hi, Chuck from the registries again. I guess I would pretty much agree with Greg there, but just to clarify what Amr said, I believe that NTIA has required any solution that comes forward to be accountable to the multi-stakeholder community. I think the question is, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Amr, but the question is how we do that in terms of specific proposals. So I hope that's a fair clarification, Amr. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Okay. I have Alma, you can make a quick reply to that before Paul. So, yeah.
Thanks. And thanks, Chuck. This is Alma. I don't have the text of the NTIA announcement up in front of me right now, but I do recall that they did say they wanted to transition their role to the global multi-stakeholder community. I found it a bit vague, to be honest, because they did mention that at the beginning of the announcement, but then when they had, I think it was four, thanks, Grace, for the link, they did have four requirements in the announcement saying that it would support and enhance, support and enhance the multi-stakeholder model. So that's one of the four principles that, that the NTIA sort of stipulated. So whether the actual proposal needs to include that the oversight is accountable to the multi-stakeholder community as a sort of a prerequisite or a requirement, I'm not too too sure about that. Maybe we can discuss this further on the list. But I'm sure it should support and enhance the multi-stakeholder model, which doesn't necessarily mean that the oversight needs to be accountable to it. So I guess it's just the way you could read into it a little. I'd be happy to take this up further on the list. Thanks, Chuck.
Paul Kane, and before Paul you start, I'd really like to say this is a document that's been shared very recently with you, and I think we should have the very thorough discussion online and have it at the face-to-face meeting too. So it's still an open document, nothing is final, and we'll have a short discussion. Paul? Paul Kane, are you there? Well, we will go for Elise until Paul gets online. Elise?
Yeah, thank you, Tilly from the Jack. I just wanted to confirm what Mark already had been writing on the typing on the chat. It's like that the GAC is developing their own principles in Talkspeed, working on that now. I just got an update email from Peter from Australia who's coordinating that work. So this is ongoing, and for the question about if these principles that you and Martin have put together and the GAC principles, this is the same. I already wrote an email saying that no, it's not, but I don't think it will be a problem. we will see how they diverge, so we will work in part with that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Elise. Any other comments for the moment?
Lisa, Paul has put a note in the chat. Would you like me to read it out loud?
Yes, please.
Okay. So Paul Kane says, any other business, for your information, the CCTLD community is stating a starting consultation survey amongst the CCTLD managers. We hope to have indicative results by the face-to-face meeting.
Thank you, Paul. Yes. Oh, we have Elise, is that a new hand, or you forgot to lower your hand?
Yeah, it is. No, just also to confirm that we are going to have our in line for the face-to-face meeting, I think. Yep.
Okay, thank you. Eduardo? Yes?
This is Eduardo from ALAC. I'm curious, what is the survey, the CCTLD survey all about, and what are they consulting about? I'm just curious. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can give you an update on that because I'm also also a part of it, and it's a survey where we ask all CCTLD operators to give their opinion on their use of IANA and how they want IANA to be in the future. So it's about the IANA transition.
Thank you.
And any more to any other business? And I know I'm closing down the discussion on the principles, but that's because I really like you to have a thorough look at it, and give comments online, and then I think we shall discuss it on the face-to-face meeting. And every remark about oversight and all the others, we'll take a look at it. Greg Shutton?
Hi, Greg Shutton for the record. While we might not quite be there yet on this call, I think that either on subgroup three calls or on this call next week, perhaps it's time to start discussing the substance of the business of the group rather than kind of what's, more procedure. I mean, the discussion of principles is a discussion of substance, but I think we need to get to the point where we're actually bringing the discussions online to the call of the topics that are you know, being debated. I'm sure that we'll be doing plenty of that in the face-to-face. But it's clear that if we, the reason that we have two-hour calls is to start to get down to brass tacks. Apologies for using idiomatic phrase. But I note that the ICG call also ran out of steam after only a half an hour because they seem to have nothing yet to discuss. But that shouldn't be our problem. And certainly once we have kind of captured the sense of the discussion to date, we should have a starting point for substantive discussions on our next call so that we can kind of, you know, drive dialogue forward in real time. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. And I must say, I agree with you, but I'd like to have a substance that's been, you know, sent out for the group to review and then discuss it thoroughly, because we need to have give people the time to have a look at it and you know, get their thoughts in order and then to discuss it. And I agree, no more procedure. Let's get going with the substance. Thank you for your comment. Any other subjects on any other business? Avery?
Yeah, I guess I really don't understand why we don't, especially the people that wrote this, don't sort of talk us through it. I mean, it's brief enough to have read, you know, either before this meeting or as this meeting was talking process for the first hour. And perhaps talking through it and having the people who wrote it explain why they wrote. I mean, I'm totally, you know, surprised at the assumption that there is oversight within a set of principles. So I'd very much like to understand that, and I don't. And yeah, we can do it online on email, but I'm not quite sure I understand why we don't talk about it. Thanks.
Avery, well, thank you for your comment, but what I'd like, I really like you to have time to read it before, and this was sent out yesterday, and we can have a discussion on a meeting if you want it, and I would love to go through it, and I'd also like Martin to be here. He was not able to be here today, but we will gladly go through it and have a discussion on it. I don't want to get into too many details on principles are very important, but I don't. This can also be a showstopper, and I didn't want it to be that. So for me, I just wanted to present it at this meeting and then have a more thorough discussion on it later. So it's not that we don't want to present it, but I would really have Martin to be here too, and he wasn't able to be here. So hope that's fine with you. And regarding the oversight, it's not carved in stone, so if people are against oversight as a principle, for me it was more like an oversight makes sense in regarding having, like we have the subgroups without a coordinator. It's, you need someone to be in charge or to do the checks and balances. But we'll see if that's going to be needed. Any other business? No. And I know we have an hour, but I would like you to use that hour for finding your rapporteurs and coordinators. You can use that for setting up calls, maybe. But Marika, can you do a short review of our action items?
Yes, definitely. So this is Marika. So as a first reminder, again, the next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, 4th November from 1400 to 1600 UTC. We'll be sending out the notes immediately after this call so everyone can review those and take note of the action items. But just to recap, first action item is each subgroup should appoint a rapporteur and coordinator for purposes of bringing back output to the full CWG, as well as a coordinator who will be responsible for moving the work of the subgroup forward. Each subgroup should discuss whether the role of rapporteur and coordinator should be filled by one and the same person, or whether these roles should be split between two people. And the second action item is everyone is encouraged to review the revised principles that were circulated on the mailing list and provide inputs. And third action item is staff to capture the discussions to date in relation to subgroup three to serve as a starting point for the subgroup's work. And item four, staff to create a new mailing list for subgroup three, which will have all working group members and participants subscribe to the list, which will allow for capturing the conversations on a separate thread, but with everyone involved. And that's all I have.
Yeah. Anyone think we're missing an action item here? Or nope. Okay. Then I will end the meeting and say, well, thank you for your very helpful thoughts and discussions. And I think we have a lot to work with the next couple of days. And I know we're going to be meeting in a short while. But please, if you can move forward and have a rapporteur from each group for this meeting, it will help us a lot. And have a nice day, morning, evening, wherever you are. And thank you again for joining the call.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.